back to the Life Gulp podcast. This is Arthur Anthony, co-creator of the Life Gulp app, which is coming soon, and Life Gulp LLC. The podcast, and we're also on Instagram and Twitter. Just look up Life Gulp. So here at Life Gulp, we don't have all the answers, but we can give you options to help you out in life. And remember, the advice given on this podcast is strictly opinionated. I'm not a licensed therapist or a psychiatrist for that matter. I just give advice to those that want it. They can either take it or they can say this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, which I expect most of the time anyway. But so tonight or today, I'll start off tonight's show with a quote that I read online. You are imperfect, permanently and inevitably flawed, and you are beautiful. Yes, people, you are beautiful. No matter what you look like, be comfortable in your own skin. So the thing everyone needs to remember is that we are all built differently. None of us are going to look the same, except for identical twins. But even they have distinguishable marks. And we all have the same, we're not going to have the same body issues. So you can't compare yourself to others when it comes to fitness or beauty. You are beautiful in your own way. So you can't do that to yourself. It would just cause stress and cause other health problems that you don't need. So just love and understand your body. It's a relationship. Build it. Now, to recognize one of our supporters today, if you're in the Hudson Valley area, make sure to look up Sergeant First Class Blount on Instagram at OOH_that recruiter. He can help you get the ideal job of your choice if qualified. The Army is currently offering bonuses of up to $40,000 for certain jobs. So make sure you follow Sergeant First Class Blount on Instagram at OOH_that recruiter. Again, it's OOH_that recruiter. And if you want to visit him, you can visit him at the Poughkeepsie Army Recruiting Center in Hudson Valley, New York. Again, it's the Poughkeepsie Army Recruiting Center in Hudson Valley, New York. Every time I read the word "the," I just think of the Ohio State. Everybody that's ever been that has been to Ohio State is always saying the Ohio State. I never understand that. But anyway, just make sure if you're really considering joining the Army, go see my boy, Sergeant First Class Blount. I also want to thank Hans Handcrafted Gloves for taking a chance on us. I can't give you guys the details right now, but something big is coming up, and we'll have a chance for you guys to probably win some gifts later on at the end of this month. And so if you're in the New York City area, make sure to check out one of their stores, Bandier, on the Upper East Side. Again, it's Hans Handcrafted Gloves online, or you can go to Bandier in New York. And the gloves they make are remarkable because they're even touchscreen, and they also protect your hands from, you know, the rough weather. So look, like I said before, your body is pretty much your spouse for the rest of your life. Most people don't like that analogy, but it's pretty much like that. And guess what? Divorce is not possible with this option. Short of plastic surgery, you have to figure out how to love your body and adjust the contract between you and your body as you see fit. So today, the three pieces of advice or options for coping with body image are: 1, own it; 2, choose; and 3, inspire. So 1, own it. What I mean by own it is you have to come to terms with your body. Regardless of all the methods you've tried before to change that worked or didn't work, you have to own it. You have to own where you are. Once you own where you are, it can help you move on to being happier and less stressful. Owning your body helps you accept what you can and can't do with your body. You'll have a real sense of ownership and be able to put some expectation management on things you can't do and still be okay with it. There are times where you just have to say, you know what? I'm going to do that thing because it's, you know, it's on my bucket list. I'm going to jump off a ledge, for instance, I'm going to jump off this cliff and jump into water because I've always wanted to do that. For those times, you just have to mentally prepare yourself in case you don't get the desired income that you wanted. But hey, at least you did it, right? And you took a chance. But just make sure if you don't get what you want out of what you tried, just mentally prepare yourself to know that, hey, you know what? I've accepted my image, my body, and I'm happy with the results that I got. So number two, choose. It's your body. You can do whatever you want with it. But to be mentally, and in most cases, physically healthy, you have to choose where you want to be. Do you want to be a fitness person, or do you want to be a healthy person that is not so obsessed, but at the same time, you're comfortable in your body? So you have to choose. Frequent changes in your body and your body weight affects your mental state, especially like when you go out to buy clothes. So when you weigh less naturally, you're feeling great and positive because, you know what, I'm about to go buy me some skinny jeans. I can fit in those skinny jeans. But then the next month, when you put on weight and have to buy more clothes, you feel down again. And the changes in your mental state can affect not only your mind, but your body too, because when you feel sad, it affects your immune system. That's why it's best to choose where you want to be. If you want to be healthy and fit, hey, feel free and do it. Choose that route. But if you're not going to stick with the program, love where you're at, work towards a healthier you. And okay, don't get me wrong, when I say a healthier you, I don't mean being skinny, but by healthy, I mean choose a healthy lifestyle that will allow you to maintain your weight or make small decreases over time. So choose where you want to be and stick with it. And number three, inspire. Once you've made that choice to accept and choose, try to help others do the same. Because trust me, you're not the only one in this situation, or the only one you're not the only one that has these feelings. So, because you know there's others that feel the same way, make that decision to help others feel comfortable in their skin. I mean, people can go to therapists any day of the week to help them mentally cope with themselves, but having a friend reinforce their beauty many times can be any therapy session. Now, as a disclaimer, I'm not saying that therapy is bad or that friendship reassurance is better than therapy, but hey, we have to say it how it is. We trust our friends, and hearing what they have to say helps a lot of the time. Inspiring doesn't have to be limited to just friends or family too. So there are kids across the country in middle school or high school dealing with the same issues as well, with body image or just their image in general. So you can volunteer at any of these middle schools or high schools and help these kids try to feel better about themselves going into adulthood, and help them live a healthy lifestyle. So instead of what they see on TV or in the media, or that's, you know, advertised around them. Now, I always mention that I'm not a therapist. I've got at least 3 emails now telling me that I should go more into the mental rehab state and, you know, therapy. Look, I'm not a therapist or a psychologist, so I can't do that. I could literally go to jail for false practice, so I can't do that. But I could just give advice from my point of view. I used to be a chubby kid, so I know how I used to feel. So that's just the advice I'm using to give others. Well, that's it for me tonight, folks. I'm not going to give you guys our next session because, you know, sometimes you just got to be spontaneous and go with what feels right. So I hope someone can benefit from the advice given today. If you'd like this to, you know, advertise your product, mention your business, or mention your program, you can always email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Or you can direct message us on Twitter or Facebook. Just look up LifeCope, LLC. This is Arthur, signing off. Stay well, and stay safe.